Blog Talk Radio.
If it's smooth jazz, then the Jazz Queen is talking about it on Talking Smooth Jazz, your place for all things smooth, with the smoothest show on the internet radio, your host, the Jazz Queen.
Hello and welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz. My name is Terry, a.k.a. the Jazz Queen. It's Sunday, July 2nd, 2017. Fourth of July weekend. I hope you guys are having a great weekend. Thank you so much for tuning in to the guests in the chat room. If you would like to join us in the chat room, please go to TalkingSmoothJazz.com. Scroll down to Art Sherrod's picture, and that will bring you into the chat room. The phone number is 646-716-5485, 646-716-5485. While my guest just called in here. Hi, Art.
Hey, Terry. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Good.
Mike Reynolds had me out here playing golf today.
Okay. All right. So this is my guest today, saxophonist Art Sherrod. He has a brand new CD called Back to Business, and we're going to talk to him about that for about 30 minutes so he can get back to his golf game, and then after that, I will play some music from the CD. All right, so Art, let's get started, so I won't keep you long. Tell me about Back to Business.
Well, Back to Business is a project that, for me, was kind of long overdue because my last record was in 2009, my last jazz record. And then, I had this grandiose idea to go back and go ahead and finish up my MBA. And so I figured I would start because I did a gospel record last year. I released it last year. So I thought I could do the gospel record and the MBA at the same time. Anyone that has ever done the MBA, they know that that doesn't make any sense at all. So I had to put the record on hold. I had to put the record on hold for a little while. And so I finished up, once I finished my MBA, I finished up the gospel record and released it last year. And then, I said, I got to do another jazz record. And so that's what I did, and I named it Back to Business because I was like, man, I got to get back to business with this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
with the jazz record. And it kind of has a double meaning because we have so many things going on right now around the country, and we just have to just get back to business and stop worrying about all the things that we don't need to be worried about or concerned about. So it really had a double meaning, and the timing that it came out was somewhat appropriate, I thought, because our political world is just crazy. It's up and down. Everybody's all, up in arms, but everything's going to be fine.
Okay. All right. Joe from Germany is in the chat room. Hey, Joe. Good to see you. So now this CD, Back to Business, you worked with Big Dog Davis on this, Chris Big Dog Davis. Tell me how that was.
Oh, that was excellent. He and I have worked together. We played many times with Phil Perry together. That's actually how I first met him. And we just grew like a big brotherhood just immediately once we met each other. And I'd always said, man, I want to do a record. I want you to do a record. And he said, man, just let me know when. And I said, this it's time. And so that's exactly what we did. I called him up. And this record actually was recorded faster than any of my other records, and that just goes to show you the professionalism of Big Dog and his work ethic. So we started this record like in October of last year, and we were finished in February, and that's starting from scratch, and so it was just amazing, and Big Dog, anybody that knows him knows that he is just an incredible musician, an incredible producer, but most importantly for me, he's a great person. So that helps when you're recording, when you're dealing with great people, it's so much easier to record these records.
Now, you have a few covers on here. Are there some originals as well?
Oh, absolutely. So there's 10 tracks on the record. We did half covers, half originals. So Big Dog and I both wrote all the originals together, and I selected all the original. And like I said, he's such a cool person. So I said, hey, let's do this. And he's like, sure, let's do it. And, you know, and everything that we talked about, you know, it really just came to light. I love playing cover tunes. We did the Michael Jackson, This Place Hotel. Everybody knows it as Heartbreak Hotel, but it's actually, the real name is called This Place Hotel. Went back and did an old Rolls Royce tune, Wishing on a Star.
Mm-hmm.
And I did the DeBarge tune, I Like It. And I love Jill Scott. I love Jill Scott. And so I did So In Love by she and Anthony Hamilton. And one of my all-time favorite gospel songs, because I promised myself that I'd always put a gospel song on all my jazz records. And I did one of my favorite songs, because Jesus is Love by the Commodores.
Mm. Okay. Okay.
And we just to me, and many of the reviews that I've received on the record have said that this may be the best record yet, and I can't really disagree with them, because I've got a chance to put a lot more heart and soul into my record, into this project, and I was deeply involved in it. So it just had a great time. I mean, all the music, I think, just reflects the brotherhood of all the musicians that were on the project and the fun that we had recording
it. Mm, all right. Well, Ollie, let me welcome Ollie to the chat room. Hey, Ollie. Now, Art, because we only have you for 30 minutes, I do want to play one song while I have you on the phone, and that is This Place Hotel. This is my favorite track on the song, on the CD. Why did you choose this one?
Well, I'm telling you, this is one of those songs where, and I'm not joking, when I would hear it on the radio, it just immediately makes you want to get up and dance. And it's just got a whole different vibe that really makes you move. And I said, man, I want to record this, because I had actually, I would actually perform this song live before I recorded it. And I was like, man, people love this song. I love this song. And I've got to record it. And so that's exactly what I did. I recorded this thing. And, so glad that I did.
I'm talking
guitar
to saxophone.
On this one is Ron Lawrence is on there. That's who's doing the guitar solo.
Oh, yes. Very nice, too. It's very nice. Very nice. All right, I'm talking to saxophonist Art Sherrod. His new project is called Back to Business. And we only have him for 30 minutes, so I want to get one song in before he goes. And it's my favorite on the CD. It's called This Place Hotel. It's a Michael Jackson cover. This is it.
Yes. This came out about a month ago.
Thank you.
That is my favorite track on Paul Sherrod's new CD, Back to Business. I love that. I love that guitar solo. I love your playing on that. I love it.
Oh, well, thank you so much. It was fun too.
Hey, Terry.
Yes, yes. Hey, what's going
Terry,
on,
what's
dude?
Going on?
Hey,
okay.
Hi.
You know what this is?
Hi.
You know
real
what this
funny,
is?
Real funny. Real funny.
Mike.
You may not recognize him, you know, because, you know, he's never around, you know.
Yeah, right. Like exactly. That. Exactly. Hey, Wanda, how you doing?
I'm good today, Terry.
Good, good. Art, your number one fan?
Oh, by far. I'm going to tell you right now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's nothing better. I love
well,
me some Wanda. I'm not joke.
I just love Art Sherrod. That's the bottom line. I love the new album. I've been playing it since I got it, since March 26th. My favorite, I guess you know, is Sidestep, okay?
Yeah, right.
And actually, this new album, it gives me the opportunity to see the other side of Mr. Art Sherrod Jr.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's it.
I'm sorry. Hold on. Art, could you tell the fellas in the background to kind of keep it down?
Oh, they in the background making a bunch of noise. Hold on. I'm so sorry.
Sorry about that, Wanda. Go ahead.
Did you hear what I said? Or do I need to repeat it?
Yes, repeat it, please.
No, I said that I just love Art Sherrod, and I love his sound. It's just very unique to me. I love attending his shows. And this new album, Back to Business, I totally agree with him. I was already back to business before this other stuff even started. But it gives me a chance to see the other side of Mr. Art Sherrod
mm-hmm.
Jr., the saxophonist.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yes.
I appreciate it. When Wanda, I'm telling you, there's not enough Wandas out there. I mean, because Wanda's so supportive, you know, of all of us musicians out here, and she's one of my favorite people. I'm just being honest with you. So I'm glad
wow.
you see another side. Yeah. Hey, if you need somebody who's gonna be at your show, she will tell you. I'm coming to your show. I'll be there.
Yes.
And she's there, front row. No, she's not in the back either. She's in the front.
I need to be in the front. They always ask me, how do you always get to the front? Because I buy my ticket as soon as it goes on sale.
Yes. That's what you have to do.
That's
right.
Well, Mr. Art, you just continue with this good work. And I have been telling the world about your new release. And every time you have a show in a city or state that I have friends, I tag them and I tell them they do not want to miss your show at all.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you so much, Wanda. I appreciate you.
You're quite welcome, and you enjoy your day. Great talking to you, Terry. And I know Mike is in the background somewhere, right?
Yeah, he's at the tee right now.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, you all have
thank
a good
you, Wanda.
Day.
You
talk
too.
Talk to you later.
All right. Bye-bye.
I'll see you, Wanda. Bye.
Okay, so now, Art, I know you told us a little bit about some of the songs, but what I would like to do is go through each track, and then what I'm going to do is play some more after you leave. But can we just kind of go through each track, and you give me a little
Absolutely.
Story about each one? Okay, so let's start with Tighten Up.
Okay, so Tighten Up is a high-energy song. It's actually the fastest song on the record, and this is one that Big Dog and I wrote together. And when we wrote it, we wanted it to be funky. We wanted it to be upbeat. We wanted you to have that vision of just driving down the road fast. And so, you know, that's really what it is. It is one of those tunes that it doesn't necessarily make you tighten up, but it makes you move.
And, now, when I first saw this title, I thought about
Archie Bell
tighten
and the
up.
Trails.
Yes, yes. That's what I thought that was going to be. Yes.
I know, because see, Big Dog had started some pre-produced tracks when we first got together. So when he pulled it up and he said, "This is Tighten Up," I said, "What is this?" I'm like, "Man, are we playing Archie Bell and the Trails? I don't play that." He just laughed at me.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
So I got to hear somebody, and then I wrote the melody to it. So, man, I'm telling you, we had a blast on the song. So, Tighten Up, great tune. A lot of fun to play live, too. Holy smokes. The next
okay.
tune, and let's see, the next tune on there is Top Down,
mm-hmm.
I think, right?
Yes.
And so, Top Down was a tune that I wrote with the idea of you dropping your top on your car, and just it's a free song, and so it makes you feel like you're driving on the road with your top down.
Okay.
And, you know, around the Baltimore, D.C., Washington area, going around that 495, that's a good thing to do.
Okay. All right. Jesus is love.
Well, you know that's. That's one of my absolute favorite songs just ever by the Commodores. And I grew up listening to it as a kid. And I said, man, I want to do it. And I wanted to do it on my gospel record. And I just couldn't come up with the arrangement that I wanted. And so, you know, as fate had it, you know, who knew that I was going to be working with Big Dog on this record? And sure enough, the arrangement was perfect, and you know it's a great tune, and it has some surprises in it, and it flows. The arrangement is a little different than what the Commodores did, so it allowed us to kind of put our own staple on the song.
Okay, all right. We talked about track 4, This Place Hotel. That was the song I played. So let's go to track 5, Sidestep.
Okay, now Sidestep is one. When you think of Sidestep, you kind of think of Detroit, Chicago, you know, I can't leave out my Baltimore people, doing the sidestep, a dance. And that tune does just that. It kind of gives you a dance feel, makes you want to kind of up and do a sidestep. And that was the whole
okay.
goal of the song. And so it's
okay.
a lot of room
right.
in the song. Yeah, it's a fun song.
Okay. Track 6, So In Love.
That So In Love, I absolutely love Jill Scott and Anthony Hamilton. Every time I hear it on the R&B radio, I'm just like, oh, man, it'll make me stop what I'm doing just to sing it. So I wanted to do a remake of it. I haven't heard any artists do it, and I said, I'm going to do it, and Big Dog loved the idea, and so we went in and did an arrangement, So In Love.
All right. Track 7, Change the Key.
Oh, Change the Key is kind of my sexy song because it's a Latin. It's one of my first Latin songs that I've recorded. So it's kind of a Latin urban-esque sound to it. And, man, it is it does some things. And I just want you. Yeah, it's you know, people love it in the on the live shows, but
mm-hmm.
You know, I get a chance to play tenor saxophone on it, and it's just a very sexy song. I mean, I can't really explain it any other way. It's a very sexy Latin urban-esque song.
Okay, all right, track 8, I Like It.
I Like It, DeBarge, come on. We grew up on DeBarge. Listening
yes.
to DeBarge. I mean, I listen to him now. So I absolutely love him. And so I had to re-record it. And, you know,
okay.
and what's so funny about that song when I play it live is the audience sings the majority of the song. They don't even let me play. So everybody is so familiar with I Like It. So it's just a great
song. Yeah. Yes, yes. All right. Track 9, Wishing on a Star.
Wishing on a Star is a song that, you know, I'm a kid of the 70s, so I didn't necessarily hear it growing up, but as I got older and I heard it, I was like, man, I love this song. It's such a nice song. And so I decided, because I had incorporated it somewhat into my live shows before recording it. And so I said, it got such a great response that I figured that I should just record it for my record. And so Big Dog actually suggested it because he heard it on YouTube. I had done it on YouTube. And he was like, dude, we got to do this song. And so we did.
All right. And the last track, number 10, Atmospheric.
Okay. So it's actually called Love's Atmosphere. So Love's Atmosphere is... Mm-hmm. Is we wanted to, we had so much music that was driving and had such a beat to it that we wanted to kind of pull it back a little bit, make something, make it a song a little airy, do something a little different since we had 9 tunes. It really had really nice grooves to it. And so I actually play that song on my iwi, which is an electronic wind instrument. And so that was my very first time recording with it on a record. If you remember, there's so many, you know, like Michael Brecker used to play iwi. A lot of artists will double, especially saxophonists, will double on iwi. And it just has some really great sound in it. And I wanted to make something real, another kind of sexy song, but sexy, but different. And so okay. that's... So we called it Love's Atmosphere because, you know, love is different. You know, it's not narrow. It's wide open. It's open. It's spacey. Some days it's good. Some days it's bad. But at the end of the day, it's still love. And I wanted it to have that vibe to it.
All right. That was Love the Atmosphere. Okay. And real quick, tell us about the Gospel CD.
The Gospel CD I released in 2016. I'm a product of a small Baptist church in Palestine, Texas. Palestine's about 17,000 people total, and so I've always wanted to record a gospel record. Now, in contemporary jazz, everybody, you know, all labels aren't necessarily as inviting to the gospel songs because, you know, they make most of their money off selling jazz.
Mm-hmm.
And I just had to do it. And, you know, Donna Nichols at Pacific Coast Jazz was gracious. She said, let's do it. Let's see what's happening. And so I got a producer here in Baltimore, Mark Stewart, and we recorded about 13 of my favorite gospel songs. And it's, the record's called Intervention. So Intervention, I named it Intervention because as we travel through life, we have – we all go through things. You know, most of the time when you hear someone talk about intervention, you're thinking about drugs and alcohol. Well, sometimes we go through, we need financial intervention. We just need emotional intervention. We need spiritual intervention. You know, we all get distracted. And so these songs here, I recorded It Is Well, Stand, Going Up Yonder, How Great Is Our God, My Soul Has Been Anchored. I called up my girl Mesa, and Mesa did Oh Happy Day with me on the record. It's just so many different songs on there. I know I'm forgetting a couple, but I mean it's a powerful CD that I listen to because these are songs that I listen to when I go through it and I'm in the midst of it. So it's one of those type records. Intervention really is one of the type records that will help you get through and remind you who really is in charge.
All right. All right. Well, thank you. I'm glad that we got a chance to talk to you about the new record, Back to Business, and the Gospel CD Intervention. Let everyone know where they can find you on the web and on social media.
Okay, well, you can go to my website, artsherrodjr.com. That's artsherrodjr.com. That's my website. I'm on iTunes, Amazon, Spotify, Pandora. So I'm on all of those your normal media outlets. Facebook is just Art Sherrod Jr., jazz saxophonist. Twitter is Art Sherrod Jr. And Instagram is art.sherrod Jr. So that's it.
All right, then. Well, thank you again, Mr. Sherrod. I appreciate it.
Oh, well, thank you so much, and thank you for being so supportive over all these years of music and always being a rock in my corner. You know, there's not enough of this, not enough people putting a hand out and saying, hey, let's promote this music, because smooth jazz, even though you don't hear it on the radios as you did before, smooth jazz radio stations, you know, it's people like you that help, you know, propel the music, keep the music going, perpetuate this, because, you know, smooth jazz listeners are still out there, even though those major smooth jazz channels aren't. And without you guys, there's no us. There really is no us. So I want to thank you for thinking it, not Robert, to give me a call, and we hooking up and talking about this new record.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure. So I'm going to play a couple of songs just so the listeners can get a more feel for the CD. So I'll play maybe two or three more songs. But in the meantime, you enjoy your golf day and have fun.
Thank you so much, Terry, and thank you to all your listeners.
All right. Take care.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. All right, that was saxophonist Art Sherrod Jr. His new CD is called Back to Business. He has a CD release party happening July 7th at Roland's Seafood Grill in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And you can find all of his upcoming events on his website, artsherrodjr.com. So if you're in the Pittsburgh area, go and check him out and hear him play some of this good music and purchase the CD. All right, so what I'm going to do now is play a couple of songs from the CD, and I'm going to start with Wanda's favorite, Sidestep.
Thank you.
That was Change the Key from Art Sherrod's brand new CD. Before that, you heard Top Down. Before that, you heard Top Down. And before that was Sidestep. You can find this CD on his website, ArtSherrodJr.com. Follow him on Twitter at ArtSherrodJr. And I found him on Instagram at SherrodJr.art. SherrodJr.art on Instagram. All right, I'm going to close the show with another song from the CD. It's track 10. The last song is called In the Atmosphere. I want to thank Joe from Germany and Ollie for tuning in. Thank you guys for hanging out. Have a safe and a happy, but more importantly, a safe 4th of July this coming Tuesday. My name is Terry, a.k.a. the Jazz Queen, and I look forward to talking smooth jazz with you again next time. Until then, keep it smooth.
Thank you for listening to Talking Smooth Jazz. Follow the Jazz Queen on Twitter @Jazz_Queen, on Facebook and Instagram @TalkingSmoothJazz, and visit the website, TalkingSmoothJazz.com.